psychology or psychiatry would say he was a manic depressive, if not a schizophrenic. And he had various flights of mood. He had long series of depressions. He practiced ascetic ways. He would fast for weeks on end and only drink water and eat raisins. He practiced self-flagellation. He would whip himself, which was a common practice among the Shiite Muslims who frequented his part of the world. He would isolate himself totally from his family and his students and his disciples for long periods of time. He would act like a hermit and go out to lonely places, forests, disappear. He would immerse himself in ritual baths 20, 30 times a day. And yet, he was able to convince everyone that all of these strange, aberrant behavior patterns of him were really an expression of his piety and his holiness and his greatness. Now, here we come to a point that very difficult to really deal with, that there's a very thin line here between insanity and I don't want to say holiness, but a certain type of pious fashionable behavior. And he was charismatic enough, as many people who are insane are. I mean, it sometimes goes hand in hand, that gift of being able to convince others that what in effect was a liability, he could convince them it was an asset, and that he was this holy person. And he began to tell them of visions that he had, dreams that he had, and he became known as a holy man and as a miracle worker. Everybody looks for a miracle worker. Everybody looks for a holy man. That is really not the easy way out of any situation in life. If you can set yourself up as the guru, if you can set yourself up as the person that can solve everybody else's problems, who has a direct pipeline to God, and he can and can communicate with him and get favors from him, then you're going to be popular. You will draw a following. And he was able to do so, Shabsai Tzvi. He was able to do so, so that by the time he was 22 years old, in the year 1648, he was very, very well known in Turkey, and he was a source of concern to the rabbinic leaders of his community and of Turkey generally, because they were afraid, rightly so, of what effects such a person could have. By the time he was 22, he had married twice and divorced twice, and both times not consummating the marriage because he claimed that he saw in his visions that it wasn't the right woman for him, and that the hand of God, so to speak, stayed him. Now, that was a talent that if he could market, he would really have something going. In 1648, when Shabsai was 22, the news of the massacres that were occurring to the Jews in Eastern Europe began to filter down to the Jewish communities in Turkey. And in light of the messianic expectations of 1648, and in light of the terrible events of 1648, this triggered in his mind the idea that he could be the Mashiach, that he was going to be the Messiah.